Thanks, Albina, for sight of this paper, and thank you, Madam Chair. My comment is not so much about this paper, actually. It's more generally about finance in the Convention. And for many years, we've talked about not having enough funding and the challenge of raising funds by approaching parties. And we've passed this message up to the EB, and I wasn't at the EB meeting, but from what I hear, the message went out to parties that they request more support in terms of financial and expertise. We've been asking for that for 20 years, perhaps, and I don't know that that will really change. So I'm wondering whether there are any plans to make more significant focus on finances, raising funds, engagement with the parties, to encourage more money to come in a coordinated way. So TFEIP will go and try to raise funds for their work. It could be very helpful if we're more coordinated across all of the Convention, the steering body in particular. And do we feel, we've heard from various different task forces and centres, do we feel that the steering body can actually send a message to the EB that the current funding levels significantly impact on the scientific work we can do to support the Gothenburg Protocol? We've seen some items in work plans that can't be done. Some centres are okay, but this is quite an important time. You've allocated some extra money to some centres to do more work to support things, but we need to get through quite a lot of scientific work at this moment now. And I wonder whether that message is clearly being sent enough about the implications about the current funding mechanisms, and really whether the current funding mechanisms relying on so many voluntary contributions are fit for purpose. Sorry, that's a long, rambling conversation, but it seems to me that we're being held back by finances, and yet we aren't giving very much attention to solutions. Thanks.